Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, our missionaries returned from Honduras, and they were all smiles from their stories and their adventures in their week-long mission trip. Each of them experienced personal and peculiar blessings, unique to each. But one thing was shared universally among them all: the surprise of seeing people who are poor but so genuinely happy. They met people who owned little more than the shirt on their back or the sandals on their feet, but they were walking around laughing and loving life as if they were the Queen of Sheba herself. Now this shocks us Americans, who cannot imagine about being happy without our wealth, our creature comforts, and all our technological advances. I remember thinking when I went to Honduras, surely the Hondurans must be faking it. But now I suspect that sometimes we Americans are the ones faking happiness. We assume that movie stars should be the happiest people on earth. They have it all. But how many lead, as Henry David Thoreau said, lives of quiet desperation? Have you ever heard the phrase, first world problems? First world problems. It's become popular in the past 5 years or so and indicates the insignificant issues that we face in advanced countries, first world countries, compared to the much more urgent problems in the developing nations like Honduras. We complain and we moan and we groan when our chai latte is not as hot as we would like. That's a first world problem. We lose sleep because the Razorbacks might not make the NCAA tournament. First world problem. We lose our temper because the red light takes too long to turn green, especially at the intersection of Gary and Old Greenwood. First world problem. I can't stand the fact that no one can make a decent martini in this town. First world problem. In Honduras, our missionaries saw that you could be happy without chai latte, with spotty cell phone service, and without a decent martini. Indeed, you can be much happier. Our readings today turn our minds away from first world problems and invite us to contemplate next world problems. That is, issues of heaven and hell and eternity. Ultimately, that's the only world that will matter. Sirach says, "Rely not on your wealth. Say not, I have the power. Rely not on your strength in following the desires of your heart." In other words, don't place your confidence in creature comforts. Learn a lesson from the Honduran people who have little wealth, but lots of happiness. In the gospel, Jesus tells his followers to prioritize happiness based on heaven. It is better to lose your hand or your foot or your eye than to sin and end up in hell. Forget your first world problems and think instead about eternal problems of heaven and hell. Today, let me invite you to take 2 minutes at the end of the day and write down the 5 things that you heard your spouse or your children or your friends complain about today. Don't write down your own complaints because they will seem utterly urgent and earth-shattering to you. Here are a few things that I complain about just to get you started. When there's not enough hot water in the shower, that's why I get up before Father Pius. When the altar server forgets to ring the bells at the consecration at Mass. When I wait too long to see the doctor, even though I made an appointment. How horrible. When someone calls me during my afternoon nap. No respect. And did I mention I can't get a decent martini in this town? What is this world coming to? And then show your list to one of our missionaries and ask them if the Hondurans would complain about such things. And then you'll get a glimpse of the secret of their happiness and the surprising lack of our own. Praised be Jesus Christ.